This is David Duke. Sometimes, a piece of news breaks that should shock every American down to the very depths of his heart. A recent article in the Washington Post shows that American intelligence operatives, which are now under the direction of neocons, have taken over old Soviet-era compounds in Eastern Europe for use as secret detention torture facilities. Patriotic Americans used to look at the Soviets as the empire of evil. A chief proof of this evil was the Soviet Gulag system and its systematic murder and torture of prisoners from the earliest days of the Bolshevik Revolution. Only an evil state, our leaders would say, would hold prisoners in secret, not even acknowledge their imprisonment, torture and abuse them at will, and forbid any international access or inspection. The United States government, under neocon direction, now does exactly the same things for which the government and media used to condemn communists and Nazis. Here is an excerpt from the Washington Post article titled, CIA Holds Terror Suspects in Secret Prisons, from November 2, 2005. All the subsequent quotes I use are from that article. Quote, "It is illegal for the government to hold prisoners in such isolation in secret prisons in the United States, which is why the CIA placed them overseas, according to several former and current intelligence officials and other U.S. government officials. Legal experts and intelligence officials said that the CIA's internment practices also would be considered illegal under the laws of several host countries, where detainees have rights to have a lawyer or to mount a defense against allegations of wrongdoing. Host countries have signed the UN Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment, as has the United States. Yet CIA interrogators in the overseas sites are permitted to use the CIA's approved, quote, enhancement interrogation techniques, unquote, some of which are prohibited by the United Nations Convention and by U.S. military law. They include tactics such as waterboarding, in which a prisoner is made to believe he or she is drowning." Unquote. These torture facilities are even kept from the knowledge of U.S. congressmen whose constitutional duty is to oversee such things. I quote, "The hidden global internment network is a central element in the CIA's unconventional war on terrorism. It depends on the cooperation of foreign intelligence services and on keeping even basic information about the system secret from the public, foreign officials, and nearly all members of Congress charged with overseeing the CIA's covert operations." Unquote. There is no question as to the fact that widespread torture is now being conducted by U.S. operatives. The president himself and his neocon bosses formally asked Congress to exempt CIA operatives from American law that would bar torture of suspects. Quote, "But the revelations of widespread prisoner abuse in Afghanistan and Iraq by the U.S. military, which operates under published rules and transparent oversight of Congress, have increased concern among lawmakers, foreign governments, and human rights groups about the opaque CIA system. Those concerns escalated last month when Vice President Cheney and CIA Director Peter Goss asked Congress to exempt CIA employees from legislation already endorsed by 90 senators that would bar cruel and degrading treatment of any prisoner in U.S. custody." Unquote. It should be pointed out that torture has never been publicly acceptable by any American administration in our long history, not even for those duly convicted of heinous crimes. The men being held and tortured are merely said to be suspects. They have not been charged with any crime, tried for any crime, allowed to mount any defense, any lawyer, and are held totally incommunicado from their wives, their children, their family, and in secret, with no oversight whatsoever. In fact, most of these men's wives and families don't even know whether they're alive or dead. Many have been psychologically damaged and even murdered. The largest CIA prison in Afghanistan was codenamed the Salt Pit. This is a quote from the article. It was also the CIA's substation and was first housed in an old brick factory outside Kabul. In November 2002, an inexperienced CIA case officer allegedly ordered guards to strip naked an uncooperative young detainee, chain him to the concrete floor, and leave him there overnight without blankets. He froze to death, according to four U.S. government officials. The CIA officer has not been charged in the death. Unquote. Perhaps those of you my age or older can remember how we Americans once knew who the good guys and the bad guys were. Why, of course, the bad guys were the evil men who imprisoned and tortured their enemies in the bloodstained cellars of the KGB or the Gestapo. The good guys were those who would not resort to torture of suspects or of enemies. Well, folks, the bad guys are now us. American principles are the principles of the American Bill of Rights, the principle of law and due process. And now America follows the principles of the Jewish Trotskyite neocons. Perhaps us is not the right term, for American foreign policy and intelligence are now under the control of neocons, or neoconservatives, as they're called, who are not actually conservatives at all. As strange as it might seem to the uninformed, the neocon movement was founded and dominated by ideological Jewish followers of the early Bolshevik revolutionary Leon Trotsky, whose real name, by the way, was Lev Bronstein. Trotsky was the Bolshevik who created the Bolshevik Gulag system, the greatest organized system of human torture and murder the world has ever known. And now, under these former, in quotes, Trotskyite Jewish neocons, our government has directed that former Soviet compounds now be used as torture chambers. Quote, the CIA has been hiding and interrogating some of the most important Al-Qaeda captives at a Soviet-era compound in Eastern Europe, according to U.S. and foreign officials familiar with the arrangement. Unquote. Here's an excerpt from my book, Jewish Supremacism, on the Soviet murder and torture system. Included here is a photocopy directly from Solzhenitsyn's book, Gulag Archipelago 2, page 79, showing the six top administrators of the Gulags. Quote, the Communist Secret Police, which underwent many name changes, including Cheka, OGPU, GPU, NKVD, NKGB, MGB, and KGB, was the most feared police agency in the history of the world. They imprisoned, tortured, or murdered more than 30 million Russians and Eastern Europeans. Even the more conservative Soviet historians of the 1960s were placing the number of murdered at about 20 to 40 million, figures that do not include the millions more who were dispossessed, imprisoned, exiled, tortured, and displaced. In Gulag Archipelago 2, Solzhenitsyn affirms that Jews created and administered the organized Soviet concentration camp system in which tens of millions of Christians died. Pictured on page 79 of the Gulag Archipelago 2 are the leading administrators of the greatest killing machine in the history of the world. They are Aaron Soltz, Yaakov Rapoport, Lazar Kogan, Matvei Berman, Ginkri Yagoda, and Naftali Frankel. All six are Jews. Unquote. Ironically, Russia has courageously labored to free itself from these Jewish Bolsheviks, while the United States has somewhat succumbed to them. The evil comes full circle now, with America under Jewish neocon direction, running torture prisons in old Soviet compounds in Eastern Europe. The entire system is a violation of the U.S. Constitution and every fundamental principle of human rights. But remember, the neocons running the system were devotees of Trotskyite Bolshevism, So-called neoconservatism is in origin a Jewish Trotskyite movement led by Jewish Zionists who realized that they could not gain power by being open Trotskyites. So they developed a strategy to infiltrate the conservative movement in the United States. They have been utterly successful in changing conservatism from its once staunch defense of the European American people to supporting now open borders, one worldism, globalism, foreign adventurism, insourcing and outsourcing of American jobs and industry, and destruction of fundamental American constitutional rights, all under the label of conservatism. Please be sure to read the article on DavidDuke.com by Dr. Kevin McDonald titled Neoconservatism as a Jewish Movement. When it is shown that American government officials now run torture chambers in the old compounds of Soviet communism, how much more does it take to show you that America has become perverted from our most fundamental values? We are the new Soviet. And my friends, our new masters have the same lineage as the old Soviet.
This has been David Duke for our heritage and our freedom.